Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are on a Thursday. I want to thank our sponsors, Birch Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Kapps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin Keith, along with Melissa Miller here. We've got Frankfort Police Chief Scott Shoemaker joining us in the studio. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Good to see you. How you been?
Well, I'm on a two-hour delay in my, in my brain today, but some of us have to come to work, right?
Yes, for sure. So. I was gone the last 3 days, or 5 days, technically, going back to the weekend. And, yeah, certainly, I think I was an hour ahead of everyone in Alabama, so...
Oh, yeah.
Coming back, getting adjusted after...
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. I had a good trip down there. Yeah. I had never driven that far, though.
You had a birthday this week, right?
Last week, yeah. Right. Yeah, May 8th. So, yeah, well, the big 4-8.
Hey, after 21, it doesn't matter anymore.
That's right. That's right, for sure. So what's the latest with the Frankfort Police Department? I guess you guys are probably packing up and putting things in boxes and getting ready for a move.
That's right? Yeah, I mean, this is an exciting time. We'll be breaking ground on June 27th at 10 a.m., and we'll put something out officially here within the next week or so. But it's something that we've been staring at for about 4 years, and mm-hmm. to get to this point, it's a big deal for all of us. At the police department.
We had Jim Skinner in last time you guys were scheduled, and he was talking about, he brought up a good point, that this is the first time maybe in the history of the police department, Frankfort, that a new freestanding facility just mm-hmm. for you is being built.
Yeah, there we've shared basements, you know, in the history of Frankfort. We've never had a police department, per se, that was built. And so we're kind of behind. Hopefully, with our when we get our new building going in summer, late summer of next year, it'll be a modern police department with all the bells and whistles that a police department needs. And it's a lot. The building we're in is a beautiful building.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, it's got great. There's four good things about it. That's the four walls out of limestone.
Okay.
Everything else is doesn't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so. It's a good thing, and I hope whoever or whatever takes that building over makes it keeps it around for, you know, another 100 years.
Me too. And the city owns it then, right? I think so.
Yeah, we do. When the federal government and the post office at the time were done with it, they gave it to the city.
Okay.
And so we do own it outright.
Good. We'll have the control then to do something nice.
Yeah,
with it.
And it's not labeled as a historical building, and it's not in a historical district. So there could be some things that are remodeled on the inside that really won't matter. But the outside of the building, like I said, other
it's
than
the windows
are, you know, are not efficient.
Mm-hmm.
But the walls are. You can't. You don't. They don't make buildings.
That's for sure.
You know, like
that anymore. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, there's just something about that limestone. I've always liked the look.
Yeah, we'll have a little in our new building with the front of the building. We'll have some limestone in it trying to carry that over just a little bit. Not everything. We can't mm-hmm. afford that today.
Right, right, for sure. Well, speaking of affording things, I hope that this all works out with the money for it mm-hmm. and everything coming through with the BOT program and everything. And that BOT program may have come along at just the right time with
yeah.
everything going up every day.
Yeah, I don't think that we put it to bid, if you recall, last mm-hmm. year, and we were over, I think the building was over about $2 million, and we'd already cut, in our minds, from the prior administration, $2 million to try to get it back down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still. So without Envoy and the BOT state statutes that allow them to take over this project and negotiate and build it, I don't think we'd be here.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right. That's realistic.
And they're already ordering items and getting the contractor, the builder, ready to go. Mobilizing, I hope. So on the 27th of June, we're hoping that they're there, you know, trailer and excavator and
mm-hmm.
and
ready
go.
To get down to business. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be here before we know it, in just a little over a month. Yeah, the mayor had mentioned that Friday morning here on the show, and she said, I'm not for sure if I could let the cat out of the bag. But we knew that was coming, and we, with if everything falls into place, be just a couple years, we'll be ready to go. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, the economy's a little mess right now. Interest rates are going up, and it's kind of we dealt with this Russia-Ukraine conflict, mm-hmm. and people don't realize that how those affect us here. And so those things that were going on really, really put a thought in my head that we may not be going ahead just because of the who wants to invest in mm-hmm. anything right now, mm-hmm. right? And so yesterday we learned that our building, the bonds, which is like a loan, has been funded and earlier than we expected, and which is great mm-hmm. news. And so I believe the 1st of June we'll be closing on those bonds. And it was originally slated to close June 14th. So we're 2 weeks ahead of schedule on the funding. I tried to get the groundbreaking moved up 2 weeks yesterday with the developer,
right?
and they said they're working as fast as they can, but that won't change much.
I had a couple people ask me, just for knowledge, will that be west of the airport or before the airport?
It'll be right across, where NDOT and Esserman mm-hmm. Tire, right across the street from that area.
Oh, okay. Before the airport.
Yeah, the second water tower before
yeah.
you go out.
And, okay, good to know.
Well, right next to Brock. You know,
grain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Well, I learned something new this morning too, so that's good. Is there anything we need to know about construction on 28 or things around town? I know everybody, it's got to become a joke on some things, but everybody's trying to do their best to communicate. I mean, we share things on Facebook. We put anything on the air we need to and work with Jason Forsyth and stuff.
Yeah, last week we really didn't, on Wednesday, I think of last week, we had a lot of issues with vehicles and most semis out mm-hmm. of town. People and so we and running stop signs and whatnot. So last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday we had an extra enforcement program. I don't have the numbers with me, but we did have an officer extra day, and I had them just running from Hoke and Clinton to Family Express, mm-hmm. Down Rossville Avenue. All the complaints that we were getting, the number one area was Hoke and Clinton, just people running the stop sign mm-hmm. There, and then getting semis to follow of the detour,
right?
And once they get into Frankfort, there's nothing that we can do other than to help them get through,
right?
Now I think a lot of people get upset, if you're a semi driver coming into Frankfort from 28 and 29, we've tried to get NDOT and them to put those signs out in the middle of the road. If you go to other communities and when something's closed and they don't want you down there, if you have to go through there because you live there or there's a business there, you have to go around the barricade.
Right.
But every time that we have something here, the signs are off to the side of the road and they don't see them.
And one thing I've noticed about those signs is it doesn't always say local traffic only.
Yeah.
Which is what you're referring to.
Right. And once the semis get to Hoke, then we lose them if they get onto Clinton, and that's when they start tearing up property. And I think a lot of people are rightfully upset about the damage to the properties at Hoke and Clinton. But those properties will be fixed.
Sure.
But there's really no point in fixing them
right now. Exactly.
Let's be
smart about this.
Yeah.
Right?
And so the Jason Forsythe has been working. If anybody has, I know there's people in the community that are stressed out.
right.
This guy is working day and night to work with NDOT, work with the construction crews, and do better.
Yeah.
But I sat down at the Vintage Cafe last week for about 30 minutes and watched the cars fly through, just to watch they won't use the road. They'll cut through the parking lot,
right? Yeah.
Which makes absolutely no sense to me because we've put a stop sign up there to get people to go to it and then turn right.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't imagine how many people drive. We have those road closed signs that are completely in the road.
Yeah, they are.
How many people would come through there, get all the way down, come back, and then ask me? I said, well, you go right back to those road closed signs you went through, and we'll get, And so it just has to be, I get it's frustrating, but once it's all done, you know.
Yeah.
Then they'll be gone, and then how many years have we basically demanded for some work to be done to State Road 28?
All 5 years that I've been here.
You know, and it's been the 16, 17 years I've been on the police department and patrol. Mm-hmm. That road continues to fall apart. And mm-hmm. so it's finally going to get built correctly.
The right way.
And yep. so, you know, when they did this to Jackson Street, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. Rebuild it. And so it stinks. It really does.
Yeah.
It's hard
yeah.
for us to get around. I tried to get around. There was a train on the track at 200. I mean, which.
Yeah, yeah, that know, really throws a monkey wrench in things.
It's no fun, but it's going to look nice when it's done.
It will. It'll be a lot more functional, too. You know, little things like sidewalks, that really.
Well, I grew up on Walnut Street, and mm-hmm. the way the road's built, you know, it shakes your whole house.
Yeah,
you
know? I've heard that, too.
And so. To the people that live down there, I think this is more important.
Yeah, for sure.
To them.
Been there and done that. Ken wanted me to ask you about the COP grants.
Yeah, it's through the federal government. It's through the Department of Justice and their community policing division. The Biden administration has switched gears and is wanting to fund police departments.
All right.
And so there's millions of dollars available to police departments in the United States to hire police officers. And there's a lot of different components to that, those grants. But we are asking, we're going to ask for three additional officers. And the whole point of the grant for me is that while we bring these individuals on in 23, we have to keep those employees for at least 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is once the 4-year grant commitment's up, they will stay on and tax revenue will be coming in from annexation,
mm-hmm.
and we won't have to be behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping to get those additional officers on the grant. We have a 25% match. It's one of the biggest grants that I've been involved with, and so we have some help on that from our Lexipol. It's a company that does our policies and procedures at the police department that we've been with for about 5-6 years. So they're going to help me write this grant. We hope to get it. It will save the city we're asking for $325,000, I believe, or $375,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big deal. Big
sure.
savings for us, and hopefully with the annexation that starts in 25, it'll save us a lot of time and effort because we're going to have to expand our force
mm-hmm.
To patrol that.
Right, right.
And so it's an awesome opportunity. I hope that we get it. I think the city of Frankfort did this one time back, it's probably been about 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Maybe more than that, but.
You know, you will need a bigger staff to have more patrol, good enough coverage patrol.
Yeah, I mean, right now we have 34 officers. 25 of those are on patrol,
mm-hmm.
and which is a lot. You should have no less than that. 60-70% of your staff should be on patrol. I hear it's amazing to hear. There's a police department in Indiana that has less than half on patrol. The others in offices, and it just shocks me.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very productive.
It makes no sense. And so we have 25, and then so that's six people on a shift, and technically we have a floater, so mm-hmm. to speak. But I'm we're getting retirements. Jim is retiring.
Sure.
July 21st at 3 p.m. we'll be having his retirement reception.
July 21st, all right.
At Prairie Creek Park.
Oh, good.
And so it'll take a year to hire. We're hoping to have his replacement. We'll start on August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll take 10 months to a year for them to be on their own. So
right.
we're going to lose that. And so so by getting two additional people on staff, we can increase our minimums. And so I don't have all my officers at the interstate,
mm-hmm.
and the call comes out at Walmart,
right.
and nobody's in Frankfort, and that. So we're going to work on districts, and have officers that don't leave those districts, and so that's the plan. And regardless of the grant, we're going to have to get more police officers.
That's what I was going to say. We need to do that anyway.
Yeah.
What would be ideal for you in a community this size? Obviously, you'd want as many as you could get, but what would make you feel comfortable? 50?
Well, yeah, I think if I'd be happy with the we were trying to get to 37 with this grant. I think 38 to 40 because we wanted I would love to increase my narcotics division with additional a detective in that. We have, with adding more people, there's so much more training. You know, we're required. We have mandatory training or we lose our, our job,
sure.
by the end of the year. Lots going on in different units and divisions. And so you lose some of, you lose some of that without having somebody that monitors that division every day. And so I'd like to, I think 38 to 40, and we can have, at least 5 to 7 officers on duty as we get to the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows for us to have at least 2 to 3 in each area. And okay. they only leave if there's an emergency.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we're
sounds
close.
Efficient.
We're close, and we've added the 2 to the schools. Don't forget, we added
sure,
2 to
yeah.
the elementaries, and that actually just took – we took that from our ranks. And so to add, trying to get back, and those guys will be joining us again as school ends on patrol. But so we just got things – we got people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We got my number 2 guy retiring
right.
With 42 years, and so – it's going to be a busy 2 to 3 months. We're going to reorganize and change some things, and it's going to be fun, but it's going to be a lot of change, and nobody likes that.
Yeah, a little challenge, but that's all right. But, the end process and the end result is what we're looking forward to, and that's efficiency and good police.
Yeah, we can't announce it yet. They have a couple more tests to do, but we do have Deputy Chief Skinner's replacement lined up. He's got a couple more tests to do, so we don't want to jinx it or anything
right.
At this point. But we started this in February,
mm-hmm.
The application process, and now we're to where they go. We have to do a psychological and physical evaluation with a doctor, and he's going to be scheduled for that. And once hopefully he passes those things,
mm-hmm.
then we can get him ready to go.
Well, that's pretty exciting, and big shoes to fill with Deputy Chief Skinner, for sure.
Oh, yeah. He won't say anything, but, to serve 42 years for our city in any capacity, not
pretty
just
awesome.
But to be a police officer. I tell you what, if you want to, he jokes that he started with a horse and a buggy,
yeah,
but that's not
right.
true,
No.
But what he did when he was a police chief to modernize our department, a lot of those things we'll talk about at his retirement party, but he always... he wanted that brand, and that's one thing that you want a brand,
mm-hmm.
your uniform, your cars, your build, he was a forefather of that.
Okay.
And so we'll talk more about that later, but, it is a, he is like a mentor and a father to a lot of those, younger
sure.
officers up there.
Sure.
And so they got some things planned for him too. A lot of people just want to get out
right.
and retire.
right.
But in that, we know that's what, after 42 years, I don't know if there'll be anybody else that in this day and age,
yeah,
with
make it last that long the same one,
that will want to work.
Department. Yeah,
will want to work that long. So
that's a fact. Well, Chief, thanks for coming in this morning. Always appreciate talking to you, and keep up the good work.
Yes, we appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a break and come right back with more Party Line on WILO.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Join WILO for Inside the Huddle every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Don Stock and Jamie Blacker have the latest in high school sports all throughout the region. Each week, the guys talk with local coaches and players covering all sports throughout the area. Plus, we have the last five programs on demand at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and the replay every Sunday night at 8. It's Inside the Huddle, live every Saturday morning, 9 o'clock on WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO. The station you can depend on.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Spring is officially here. Now is the time to get the boat ready for the water, the motorcycle ready for the open road, and the camper ready for the next adventure. But what about insurance? No better time than now to look at your policy and make sure you are covered. Why not turn to Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency? Michelle and her team have many insurance companies to choose from, each with their own special packages. Call today at 654-0287 or stop in for a quote and let them customize your insurance coverage. At Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probite Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Here we are. It is Thursday. I want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin Keith, back from Montgomery, Alabama for a radio conference. And Melissa Miller, thank you again for your efforts and making things happen here this past week.
Well, not a problem. I enjoyed doing it and had a lot of help.
Yes. Want to thank Don Stock and Dennis Bergendorf and Ken Hartman. I heard part of the replay last night. I heard Ken on the air with you.
Yeah, he joined me yesterday and had a great conversation with JT Doan from Delphi.
Yeah. I always like it when JT comes in.
So it's great to have Ken back on.
Yeah, JT's a good dude. You had just sent me a text. What is that, something we need to know here?
Since we're still running on the two-hour delay, Clinton Prairie just added another bus to that list.
Okay.
So Bus 9 and 12 are both running late beyond that two-hour delay. So
Okay. If
the bus isn't there at your house to pick you up, just hang out. They'll be there.
Okay. Good to know. And it could very well be fog on their part for that additional delay, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's not cleared up here hardly at all.
I was
the sun is out, and it is starting to burn off. We're probably about a quarter of a mile, maybe a little more, of visibility out here.
I was getting ready to ask if it had improved much.
Yeah, it's improved a little bit, but not much. I mean, I'm a quarter of a mile from the 700 North on the corner down here.
Right.
And I still can't see it.
Oh, wow. Well, be careful.
It's clearing off north, but south it's thick as pea soup.
All right. Well, still be careful out there. Like I said, when I came in a couple hours ago, it was hard navigating the square. I was afraid to back out of a space because I just couldn't see, you know? So be very careful.
Right.
All right, don't forget the coffee and conversation is this afternoon, 1 to 3 at Gym City Junction. If you would like to go down and tell Jason Forsyth that you want some gravel in your alley, maybe there's something that's specific to just you that you really want to talk about, trust me, Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets has assured me that she wants to hear both the good and the bad so they can fix things or make things better for all of us in Frankfurt. So 1 to 3 today, go down and have a cup of coffee or some other iced coffee and a bear claw or something like that, and talk to your city officials. All right, well, let's end on that then, Melissa. Thank you again for everything, and have a great rest of the day. Be careful out there, all right?
Yeah, you too.
Thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the program then. Want to thank our sponsors, who are Vierks Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. We'll be back with the Finally Friday edition of Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.